To reflect today on the Lord's Prayer. And this week we're going to focus on the phrase, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." So, when do we pray? Well, let's be honest. Most of us will pray a lot more when we have a problem we can't solve, when we're overwhelmed with a crisis. But I wonder if we should pause and think about that. You know, if you have a friend or a family member who only comes to you when they want a favour or they need money, how does that make you feel? And what does it say about them and your relationship? We feel they're just using us, that they're self-centred. And so I wonder, when we come to pray, if we're only focused on our own needs, our own pressures, our own problems, then maybe our focus is wrong. Maybe we're too preoccupied with self. And so this Lord's Prayer, I think, is a great recalibrator for us to begin when we pray, not to be thinking of ourselves and our own problems, but just as a prayer begins with focusing on God's name, we then focus on his plans and purposes, his kingdom, his will, his intention. And so it's important that we give him his place as we come to prayer. We recognise that he is sovereign. That prayer is shifting away from our limited perspective, our often self-centred, self-orientated perspective, designed perhaps to make our problems go away and reduce our anxieties, rather than to see the fulfilment of God's great mission of his kingdom come, of his will to be done. And during this pandemic, I've been coaching managers and leaders, health professionals and social care staff, and it's clear to me that the levels of anxiety in this second wave of the pandemic are way higher than in the first. The psychologists would call that we've used up what they call our surge capacity in the first wave. And now the tank's empty, our energy's depleted, and it doesn't take much to trigger those anxiety levels. And Jesus encourages us, when we have needs and anxieties, to first of all seek first the kingdom. That's a great antidote to anxiety. And so when we begin to pray, we may be anxious, we may be aware of our problems, but our first focus should be to look at the world through God's eyes, to get a heavenly perspective, to think about his kingdom and his mission, to begin to wonder what God might be up to. And then think, how can we align ourselves with that mission? So what does this kingdom look like? Jesus repeats the words that we read today in Isaiah 61 in Luke chapter 4. He is very much standing in alignment with that Old Testament expectation of a new day, of a year of Jubilee. And he lays out in Luke chapter 4 his manifesto, if you like, his values, his culture, what the kingdom looks like. The foundations of what we would expect a healthy, a good, a righteous society to look like. A place of safety and security, a place where there's health and well-being, where the support for the poor and the bereaved, somewhere where foreigners are welcomed and people are granted asylum, a place that is fair and that there's opportunity, a place of community and peace, a place where we're building something that will generate wealth and prosperity, a world that looks after the creation and the wildlife that's all around us. And this Isaiah 61 passage also references the year of Jubilee and its kingdom, a kingdom that is even deeper as well. It's about providing liberty from spiritual and emotional strongholds. It's about releasing new life and a spirit of praise. So when we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, we have an expectation that the kingdom is coming. We want it to come more than it is already. How does it come? Well, as we pray, we're anticipating it. So we begin to make space for it. We align ourselves with those values. We encourage them. We support them. We speak of them. We back them in our actions and with our finances. We want to build a world that reflects the kingdom of God. And we begin to open our eyes to see those opportunities where we can bring influence. We can speak life. We can bring love. That's when we're in the flow of the Spirit. Jesus himself tells a couple of parables around the nature of the kingdom too. He said it comes in ways we don't expect. And when we pray, we maybe think, this isn't really making much of a difference. But actually, it's through those little seeds that we plant as we pray in a small way that we begin to see this dynamic power of the kingdom released. And so he says in the parables, the kingdom of God is like a tiny mustard seed that when it's planted in the ground, grows not just into a plant, but into a huge tree. And then he says also that the kingdom of God is like small, tiny amount of yeast that is placed in the dough and causes it to rise and to produce huge amounts of bread. And Jesus put that principle into practice. So when he had thousands of people in front of him and they had nothing to eat, he took the gift from the boy. Yeah? The gift of the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And he lifted them up to heaven and he prayed. And as a result of that, that food was multiplied and everyone was satisfied that day. He prayed, "Let your kingdom come." And so when we pray, we're asking for small changes. But when we believe that God will do it, amazing change can come. Deborah Green and her husband chose to invest in Manchester. They decided to move house from the suburbs into the city itself, and they began to gather people to pray for the city of Manchester. That was a hard thing for them to do. They had a nice house and they lived in a beautiful neighborhood and their kids went to good schools. And now they were choosing to go somewhere which had many issues to deal with, many challenges. But they made that step of faith and they committed themselves to pray and to draw other people around them in prayer. And over the years, a momentum grew till sometimes it was as many as 2,000 people coming together in Manchester. Over 500 churches rallied together in partnership to pray for the city of Manchester, and over 400 community projects were initiated. She visited Aberdeen a few years ago and she addressed the Grampian Police Total Community Conference. And this is what she said. "We're learning to open up our thoughts to what God wants to change in our society and to open our hearts to let his spirit stir and mold us into the agents of God's kingdom that we're called to be. Prayer is a powerful first step in the transformation of towns and cities. It begins by making steps of faith. It begins by praying, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. And yet there's often a struggle inside of us with that second part of the phrase about your will be done. Because there's a struggle often for us to accept God's way of doing things, to get in alignment with God's agenda, to go the way that he wants to go. We don't see the bigger picture. We don't see his higher purposes and plans. So this prayer is also a prayer of submission. Your will be done. God's not going to bend to my will. I have to bend to his. And we see that again illustrated in the life of Christ as he prays in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew he was about to go through horrific suffering and pain. And yet he came to that place of submission, where he prays, "Not my will, but yours be done." So when we pray, as we begin to pray, we need to seek to set aside our own agenda, our own way of thinking the future should be, and saying, "Lord, help me to flow in your spirit and to go with your path, even if that means we're uncomfortable, there might be struggle, there might be suffering, there might be a cost for us in that at the end of the day." And seeking God's kingdom and praying that prayer, "Your kingdom come, your will be done," is also a declaration of war. It's an act of aggression, you might say, against another kingdom. Because when we say that, we want God's kingdom to come, we're saying we're resisting the kingdom of darkness. And there's a sense in which we're stepping into conflict, into spiritual warfare. And so when we step into the promotion of the kingdom, when we, in practical terms, we promote black lives that matter, or we stand up for the unborn child, or we speak on behalf of the poor, the disadvantaged, the abused or the neglected, we choose to do so because we believe in God's kingdom, and we believe it's good, and we believe it's righteous, and we believe that we should stand up and we should pray for that kingdom to come, even if we know there'll be a reaction, even if we know there'll be some negative response, because we are standing against the kingdom of darkness. I don't know about you, but I was so impressed with Amanda Gorman, that young girl who read her poem at the inauguration of Joe Biden. Daughter of a single mother, a girl who had an incredible speech impediment to overcome. And in that poem, she says, "Scripture tells us to envision that everyone shall sit under their own vine and fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. If we're to live up to our own time, then victory won't lie in the blade, but in the bridges we've made. That is the promise to glade, the hill we climb, if only we dare." We have to be courageous to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." In her poem, she references Micah 4, Zechariah 3, 1 Kings 5, that describe this new society, this new kingdom, a place of peace and prosperity. But it follows a period of violence and suffering as the people come back to God and begin to create a new world, a better place to live. Now, I've only been to the USA on one occasion. I visited a small place called Elk River in Minnesota. It was an amazing community. The teenage suicide rate was one of the highest in the whole of the United States. And this prompted the local Christians to come together and pray that God's kingdom would come. And so they began to do that. And inexplicably, the suicides stopped altogether. In the city, the police had struggles too. They were frustrated because there was a meth lab in the city, and young kids were getting fed drugs, and the whole of their culture was being destroyed. And so the Christians met and they prayed. And within 2 weeks, the police had located that meth lab and shut it down. You might say they were small acts in the bigger picture, but it was as people prayed, "Your kingdom come," that practical changes happened in their society. So when we come to prayer, let's not be focused on our anxieties, on our problems. Yes, we can bring them to God and we'll we'll deal with that in future sessions together as we look at further into this prayer. But let us first of all focus on God's kingdom, on his purpose, on his will. A final story. I was working down near Newcastle, and I was due to deliver some health and safety training. And I prayed that morning that God's kingdom would come, that God would open my eyes to opportunities that would come in the day that was before me. And I was quite excited about what might happen that day. And so I arrived on site and no one was expecting me. There'd been a miscommunication, there'd been misunderstandings, they were disorganised, and so there was nobody there for me to work with. Anyway, we rounded a few people up and we made something of the day. But as I walked out of the workplace that day, I felt frustrated that I'd travelled all that way and it hadn't really been worthwhile. And as I got in the taxi, inside my head, I was saying to God, you know, where was the treasure today, God? I prayed for your kingdom to come and I didn't see anything. And then I began to chat away to the taxi driver. It took us 40 minutes to drive from outside Newcastle down into the city to the train station. And he began to tell me how he used to go to church, how he was a very committed Christian, and then how he'd fallen away after the breakup of his marriage and how much anger he had in his heart towards his ex-wife and how he just couldn't get through that. And we began to talk about faith and forgiveness and healing and coming back into community and beginning again. And you know, as I got out the taxi and got into the train that day, I just thought, wow, God, yeah, there was treasure today. It just wasn't where I expected it. It wasn't what I was anticipating. When we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, we have to just then hand it over to God and say, let your spirit come. Let me get into the flow of your spirit. Help me to see those opportunities. Let me to just go with that spirit of Jesus and enter into that and receive whatever it is that comes to us. So let me encourage you today, keep on praying. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done.